Let us pray. O God, we pray that as the Holy Spirit came in wind and fire to the apostles, so he may come to us this evening, breathing new life into our souls and kindling in our hearts the flame of love through Christ our Lord. Amen. On this Pentecost Sunday, we do not only look back in time and remember the coming of the Holy Spirit upon those first apostles. Otherwise, Pentecost Sunday is a mere religious commemoration. If that were the case, then the dove of the Holy Spirit would not only be a caged bird, but a stuffed one too. And we know that that is not so. The Holy Spirit is alive. The Holy Spirit is the life giver. The Holy Spirit offers you life today. The Christian poet Stuart Henderson has written a poem entitled Pentecost is Every Day. And its very title reminds us that it is a festival that has never really ended. The celebrations continue. His poem imagines the Holy Spirit speaking, and it reads like this. I share and share and share again. Sometimes with a new language, which, if you are so open, will take you behind the sky and award you cartwheels across the sun. I give and give and give again. Not restricted by the church calendar, nor concocted ritual. I have no need of anniversaries, for I have always been. I speak and speak and speak again, with the sting of purity that can only be me, causing joyous earthquakes in the mourning soul of man. I am, and am again. Yes, indeed. Pentecost is every day. Pentecost is today. Commemoration gives way to expectation. But what can we expect in this ongoing Pentecost? What gifts has the Holy Spirit given to share and share again? What does the Holy Spirit give and give again? What will the Holy Spirit speak and speak again? Well, it is the Apostle Peter who gives answers in his sermon on that day. For Peter, this day of Pentecost has been long expected. Peter remembered that the prophets of old longed for the coming of the Holy Spirit. In his sermon, Peter gives voice again to the prophet Joel. Joel knew this city of Jerusalem, where it was all happening. It was Joel in his day who called the people to repentance and purification, to turn back to God. It was Joel who first spoke about the day of the Lord. It was Joel who anticipated the coming of the Holy Spirit. He didn't see it in his day, but he prophesied. It was foretold. And the day came. At Pentecost, the waiting was over. So let us dig a little bit deeper into Acts chapter 2, verses 17 to 21. Let us consider what began on that day and continues to this present day. Peter proclaimed, "This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit." The last days. Those last days are the days of the Messiah. And Jesus Christ, the longed-for Messiah, had come. He had visited Jerusalem. He fulfilled the ancient prophecies through his incarnation, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, and his exaltation. We live in the last days. The last days are a season before the final fulfillment of God's purposes. We live in expectation of the Lord's coming and his reign on earth. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit. Notice, I will pour out my spirit. Until the day of Pentecost, there were occasional raindrops, a sprinkling of the Holy Spirit. A sprinkling, but not enough to end the drought for God's weary and thirsty people. But behind the scenes, the clouds were gathering. The rain was on its way. Joel knew it. I think of another prophet, Elijah, who prayed for rain in a time of drought. His servant brought the weather report. "I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea." Yes, the cloud was small, but the rain was coming. And this text, this passage inspired Charles Wesley to write these words: "Saw ye not the cloud arise, little as a human hand? Now it spreads along the skies, hangs o'er all the thirsty land. Lo, the promise of a shower drops already from above. But the Lord will shortly pour all the Spirit of his love. Pentecost brought a cloudburst, a deluge of the Holy Spirit. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit. That was just the beginning. That was just the beginning. God is still pouring out his Holy Spirit upon his world, upon his children to this day. But we must go out into the rain. We must go down to the river. We must drink deep. God is pouring his Holy Spirit out upon you and upon me this evening. So do not go home from here thirsty or weary or empty. Be satisfied, be refreshed, be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives and gives and gives again. Joel continues, I will pour out my Spirit on all people, on all flesh. That was surprising. Once confined to the children of Abraham, now the blessing of the Spirit was for all. No one would be left out, Jews and Gentiles alike. How that first Pentecost broke down so many barriers. Language barriers and barriers of race and religion all fell. As they heard and they understood one another speaking, the curse of the Tower of Babel was reversed. The Holy Spirit brought unity and understanding between different nationalities. The wind of the Spirit blew away division. And again, that was just the beginning. This work of reconciliation continues today. Shall we see all flesh united today? The preacher at yesterday's royal wedding, Bishop Michael Curry, in his rousing sermon, invited us to believe once again that love can change the world. He spoke these words to a worldwide audience, and I can't say them as he said them. He said, think and imagine a world where love is the way. Imagine our homes and families where love is the way. Imagine our neighborhoods and communities where love is the way. Imagine our governments and nations where love is the way. Imagine business and commerce where love is the way. Imagine this tired old world where love is the way. And I pray that the bishop's inspiring words will have fallen on good soil and will take root in the hearts of many who heard them, especially those who feel devoid of love and hope. Where love is the way, it's Pentecost again. It's Pentecost again. And lastly, Joel looked to the day when your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. The Holy Spirit shows no partiality, no favoritism. Barriers of age and gender are rendered void. Divinely prompted dreams and visions are given to the many, not just to the few, not just to the schooled. And it happened. You can read about it in the New Testament. Think of Peter's rooftop dream, a waking daydream. God spoke to him. Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean. A new revelation. Think of Paul's vision of a man from Macedonia pleading, "Come over and help us." And the gospel spread as Paul responded. Again, that was just the beginning. The Holy Spirit speaks and speaks and speaks again, in dreams and visions and in words of prophecy today. Are we listening? Are we listening? Do we believe God could speak to that to us through dreams and visions? What is the vision of our young people? What is the dream of our seniors? What is your dream? What is your vision? What do you dare to imagine? The Spirit is still giving dreams and vision, and they still need to be communicated to the church. I pray that here in Haverhill we are still open to God's dreams and visions. In conclusion, through God's word to us this evening, we have seen how Peter interprets the day of Pentecost as just the beginning of what was spoken of through the prophet Joel. We know that there was much more to come, and not least challenging days. And if we read on, we would hear of that day of the Lord and the changes it would bring to all creation. And there are some fearful words and pictures there. A day of darkness. But knowing that we have the Holy Spirit in us and for us as our advocate, we can face these uncertain last days. Confident that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. So on this Pentecost Sunday, we do not only look back in time, but we look forward in expectation. Pentecost is today. Pentecost is every day. May the festival continue to the glory of God. Amen.